Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back here at the Franklin Town Line Diner in Franklin, and as part of Darting Across Connecticut, and I'm sitting with Tom Craney, selectman. And what's your name, ma'am?
Sharon.
And Sharon gave me some breaking news. You couldn't get a more small town story than a cow that's missing. So before we get to brass tacks, oh sorry, I pulled that. That's my fault, Tom. What's going on with this missing cow?
Well, the cow went missing about 9 days ago. It was last Thursday from a farm here in town. It's a miniature Highland. I'm not really sure the.
So it's a miniature cow.
It's a miniature cow. It's got long red hair, and it's being spotted all the way down in Norwich Town by the McDonald's.
So it's gotten out. It's not like a predator killed it or somebody stole it.
No. It's been seen, and it's been seen daily. It's all over Facebook. I do believe one of the TV stations brought the story out, too. The farmer's looking out every day.
It's been seen, but nobody, like, stops it and
well, they can't,
ropes it?
They try to get up to it, and it runs off. He's a feisty little calf.
What's his name?
Lefty.
Lefty. You have a miniature cow named Lefty who's gone missing in Franklin, Connecticut, and nobody can get him back.
Nope. The owner's been out there every day.
It's
rope,
amazing.
Feed. He's been spotted every day. And he's just wandering around.
So if anyone listening sees a red-haired miniature cow, call 911?
There's a number listed on the website on Facebook. I could probably give it to
Thanks
you.
Thanks so much for that. This has made my day. I mean, I hope the cow gets back safely. I'm very worried now about the cow.
I just called him. I don't want to call
him. You don't
want
to call him.
His number is 860-367-4922.
Listen, if you see the cow somewhere off of Route 2 or whatever, 860-367-4922. Yeah,
it was last seen at Case Street and Whitman Avenue in Norwich.
That's unbelievable. So, you can't make this up.
You can't make it up.
Cannot. Tom Craney, selectman here in Franklin, joining us here in Brian and Company. So first of all, how does the town government – I grew up in a town meeting government. So
yeah.
We had selectmen, and we had an annual town meeting when I was little. And part of our civics class was to go to a town meeting. And it actually, I don't know if they still do it, but because you were talking – there's an election coming up, and I don't know if it's contentious or not, but there's a lot of people running. And, you know, we didn't talk politics, but Judy Novosad's running. And so – how does it work in Franklin? Because it's a tiny town.
Yeah, it's a tiny town, and it's made up of a board of selectmen with a first selectman and then two other selectmen.
Does the top vote getter get first selectman? Or do you have to run for it?
If they run for the first selectman's position, and if that out of the two, the loser of the elections would, if he gets more votes than the other two selectmen,
or she
would then fall under the selectmen's, and it would be those two top vote getters.
But there is a rule that you have to have some sort of equal representation.
It's got to be a minority representation, yes.
And you're a Democrat in a Republican-dominated town.
Pretty much, yes.
Yeah,
I'm going to say that.
So,
yes.
I mean, so your position's a little bit. Are you the leading? Are there a lot of Democrats running?
No, I'm the only Democrat that's running.
So you're gonna, you're in.
Pretty much so, yeah. Yeah. I would like I said, I would like to see the votes come in for me as well. That shows me that I'm doing a good job. I've been on the board for 8 years.
Oh wow.
And
how'd you enter? What do you do for, are you retired or
I am retired. Yeah. I'm medically retired, but I'm retired. Yeah, and I got involved in the town politics years ago through because of the advice of my father. I was brought up and born raised here, and my dad always told me, he says, instead of going to meetings and voicing your opinions on things, don't be part of the problem, be part of the solution. And he said, so get involved. And I was actually on the Board of Finance for a number of years before I made the jump over to the Board of Selectmen.
First of all, what a great way to honor your dad. That's great. Yeah.
No, really, my father, you know, you take your father's advice and you run with it.
Yeah, that's awesome. Tom Craney, Selectman here in Franklin. I got a bunch of questions for you, right?
Yeah.
So the first one is, what are the big issues in a town like Franklin? You got 1,800 people, right? They peaked population-wise in 1860. You know, I mean, but it's got 96 square miles, so it's got a lot of space, but not a lot of people, not a lot of revenue opportunities probably. So, like, just tell me, what are the issues of the day here?
Well, you know, keeping a tax base so that we keep our taxes at least affordable.
How do you do that, those 1,800 homes? Like,
right.
How do you do that? There's no revenue.
If you build up. Like, right now, we're sitting in the commercial zone, and we're actually sitting in the backyard of where I grew up.
Get out. This was like...
Well, I lived right across the brook there on it off of 87, and my mom and dad's house is one of the last residents of the inside of the block.
Yeah.
But this is the commercial area, and then we have another commercial area up in the north side of town, and it's important to get businesses in here. I'm going to say small to medium-sized businesses. I don't think the people of the town are looking to make a Lisbon Landing, you know, shopping malls or anything like
but
that.
But it is a challenge to get
but
businesses
it's a challenge
to come here.
To get businesses to come here, yes.
So the logical question would be, and we're not in a great location necessarily, but you have all this space. You don't have a lot of people. You don't have a really big tax base.
Right.
Has there been pressure to put warehouses and stuff in here or...?
We have tried to do, and we've had people look at the town for various reasons because it's located perfectly, you know, right off.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
For Route 2.
So you would do it if they were interested.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's, as long as it was in the commercial side of town, zoned area. You know, we did put a infrastructure here for water and sewer up 32 and around. We're going to hopefully get it around this inside block here in the commercial zone so that we can provide water and sewer. We had the hopes of that would attract people. It has attracted a few, but for whatever reasons, whether it's they don't want to build here in Connecticut, they go elsewhere.
Yeah.
They haven't done it.
They haven't pulled the trigger.
They haven't pulled the trigger, yeah.
You know, we're talking with Tom Craney, a selectman here in Franklin. It's a fascinating dynamic. I'm curious about the population. Is it older? Are you getting kids? Is there turnover? Like, who is, and do people move here in the pandemic? Like, give me a sense of, like, what's going on.
Well, it's kind of made up of a lot of people, elderly people in town, because once they seem to get here, they get their foothold in and they stay, which is great. The older population, we have people here in town that actually went to the one-room schoolhouses that were born here.
Hmm.
And in talking to those folks, they just love the rural area. They love the thing. So... I hate to say this, but until somebody passes away or needs to go to a home or something, houses,
They don't turn over
they
that
much. They don't turn over that much.
We only have we have less than a minute. I just want to ask this question because you've been here
64 years.
Yeah. What do you love about it?
I just love the rural setting. I love the fact that there's more cows in the town than there are.
Yeah, we're down one cow right now.
We're down one cow, but, you know, the farms and the lifestyle is what I like.
Yeah, I love agriculture. Listen, we got to get some T-shirts that find Lefty. And, again, if you see a miniature cow somewhere in the Norwich area, right? 860-367-4922. That's great. Thomas, great to meet you.
Nice meeting you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.